Yo, what up, Street Dogs? Eric Kim. All right, Turbo Thought. There is no such thing as a beautiful mind, only a beautiful body. Now, the question is, why is this bias towards a beautiful mind? So, my theory is partly philosophical, partly religious, spiritual. So, first and foremost, I'm trying to think, it's like all the world religions or most of the world's religions, whatever, believe in some sort of afterlife or reincarnation. So Judeo-Christian, Islam, etc. believe in an afterlife. After you're dead, you go somewhere else and you continue to live indefinitely, where your soul, spirit, mind, whatever, continue to live indefinitely. And then I believe Buddhism, there's lots of different strands of Buddhism, but reincarnation, you're reincarnated into, if you're good, right? Like ideally a human in a better class, if not so good, as an animal, etc. And then there's kind of more of the, like Shintoism or animism that believes in just kind of spirits in general. And notions of karma and stuff like that. Anyways, so I think the reason why there's so much focus on the mind, body, soul, spirit, whatever you want to call it, is that the mind, soul, spirit, whatever, consciousness, it's metaphysics, it's above physics. It's not tangible, people like to think that it is immortal, like it never dies and continues, whatever. However, I personally believe in a mortal soul, is that your soul is the essentially the conductor of your body and mind, whatever, and once you die, your soul also dies. Now, it's funny because everyone always thinks of the soul as a immortal, intangible thing, but I see it as a very practical thing. I think the soul is whatever is contained within your body, I consider the soul. So body, mind, whatever is essentially the soul. Now, I suppose the question then is, why is there such a bias for and towards the mind, the notion of a beautiful mind? Because actually the notion of building or obtaining a beautiful mind is actually much more democratic. So for example, unfortunately, for the most part, lots of basic genetic things you cannot control the genes that you're born with. We got epigenetics, which means on top of genetics, which means based on your environment, what you eat, how you exercise, you could change your genetic expression. So, for example, as a kid, or if you have children, whatever, basically how much meat, protein, whatever you give them, the younger they are, it's kind of like a rubber band effect, is that there's probably some sort of maximum, but ideally the superior nutrition you give your kid, the bigger they're going to become. So, kids early on, the more you breastfeed them, the more you feed them meat, bone marrow, etc., the better. But there are certain limits, right? Like, if both your parents are 4 feet tall, the chance of you becoming 6 foot tall is probably unlikely. However, if both your parents are 4 feet tall and you're fed the supreme diet as a child and young youth until you're 21 or 25 years old, maybe you could become 5 feet or 5 feet four. And then the next generation, you hope to marry somebody beautiful and taller than you, like marry a 6 foot model, have children, give them superior nutrition, and hope that they become taller and more beautiful as well. But anyways, so there are certain limits, right? And there are certain things we can control and there are certain things we cannot control. So I think the reason or the danger of focusing too much on the mind is there's not enough like rigor when it comes to the mind. Like, what does a beautiful mind even mean? And I think the reason why there's so much of a focus on building a beautiful mind is it's kind of like this, it's a capitalistic one. So for example, the more beautiful your mind is, right, the more you develop your mind, I think it actually, people like the idea because it increases your money earning potential. So the smarter you are, the more money you can make and the more powerful you become and stuff like that. And a mind cannot really be objectively judged or seen, whereas you could easily see people's bodies. And you know, there are certain notions of like body shaming or fat shaming, whatever. Like, there are certain things you cannot change. Like, you can't change your height, right? Like, if you're a fully matured adult, let's say you're 25 years old and you're 5 feet tall, you know, it don't matter how many steroids or growth hormones or protein powder you eat, you're not going to be able to become 6 feet tall. However, assuming you go to the gym, you hit it super hard, eat a ton of meat, then you could get more swole, you increase your muscles. So I think the reason that's why people like bodybuilding is that it is much more democratic. And also, like this one kid I met at the gym in Hawaii, he was like, the reason I like powerlifting so much is that it's a sport that doesn't require me to be tall. And this kid's like, you know, the kid was like 5 feet tall. But anyways, and so I suppose, and it's also tricky, right? Because ultimately it's all subjective, right? Because, you know, back in the days, you know, if you had a woman who was really, really plump and had more fat, probably it was a sign that she was healthier and she could bear children better, right? Like if you look at the really, really ancient old school statues of women, they essentially just look like obese, right? Or, you know, even now, like a lot in the developing world, if you're super, super skinny, it's a sign that you're really poor. And if your kids are really, really fat, it's a sign of wealth, right? But then again, there are certain physiological health things, right? Where, you know, can you really judge, right? It's like, if you're super, super poor and super, super skinny, it probably means you have poor health. But if you're really, really rich, but also you're like super, super fat and have high adipose tissue, whatever, you're also probably not quote, unquote, healthy. So ultimately, there's some objectivity, there's some subjectivity. It's probably more, I mean, once again, it's a philosophical run, right? Like, well, how does one define health? Health towards what ends? For myself personally, you know, I desire to keep my body weight low, right? Like, you know, ideally have a six pack and be super, super buff and swole, right? Then be then. And, you know, ideally to indefinitely increase my muscle mass and keep my body fat percentage low. The way I'm personally able to do this is pretty simple. Like, I don't eat starch, I don't eat sugar, artificial, real, or fake, or whatever. I don't eat fruit, vegetables, whatever. The only thing I eat is, you know, kimchi or leafy greens, like bitter spinach, really bitter kale, bitter chrysanthemum greens, mustard greens, etc. And intermittent fasting, no breakfast, no lunch, only one massive meal a day. I like all you can eat shabu shabu. Shout out to Momo Paradise, my new favorite joint, or all you can eat Korean barbecue. And yeah, and just lifting heavy weights, right? Like powerlifting, deadlift, squat, floor bench press, etc. And my thought too is that the more beautiful you make your body, A, it's good for your self-ego, your self-esteem. Ultimately, you know, if you're a modern human being, you probably see yourself in the mirror like a quadrillion times a day. Also, the thing that's very important is based on your body fat percentage, it actually does affect what your face looks like. So if you actually want to have a better looking face, to decrease your body adipose tissue, it's a full body thing. There's no such thing as fat targeting. That's not real. And also, like, as a man, the higher your testosterone is, your jaw becomes more, you know, chiseled, whatever. And you essentially end up becoming more handsome or sexy or whatever. And also just getting a clean haircut, it also helps. Whenever I go to the barber, there's this picture I have. I just go on Google Images and search Brad Pitt Fury haircut. It's my favorite haircut. I quite like it. Cindy calls it the Lamborghini haircut. Here in Cambodia in Phnom Penh, I got for only $3 in the salon, which was quite nice. I just showed him one picture and he just, the guy, like older guy, he looked at me, he's like, and just did it like super fast in like 10, 15 minutes versus America, you go to like a super cut, right? They're just like, what fade? What number do you want? Like, I don't know. That's a good thing about Asians, right? You just kind of show them a picture and they just kind of do it. But anyways, so I think we should become suspicious of this notion of a quote, beautiful mind and strive to build beautiful body instead.